All right, one thing about the Lake Show is we like to have strong opinions. And somebody that I'm friends with, successful business owner, Tina Rexing from T-Rex Cookies, she has strong opinions too. But she also lives in a household where, like, her son is, like, this fabulous collegiate golfer, right? And we saw the unveiling of the indoor league founded by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, where they're playing virtual golf, and it was on – was it on ESPN, Chris, or was it
– Yeah, it was on ESPN.
It was on ESPN. I couldn't remember which network
it was on. I felt like I was looking at people at a bar just like
– Well, it was just the weirdest thing, and we got Tina on the line because I want her to give her perspective on it too, because it sounds like she has a different perspective from her husband and son. I don't know if both of your sons are on the same page about this, but this is my perspective real quick, Tina, and I appreciate you joining me. I'm not into it. I'm not about it. I can't get into this thing. I don't have anything against indoor golf, okay? It's. I know that virtual golf is a thing. I've been to places where they do it. It's cool. I don't personally want to see the best players in the world doing virtual golf on television. I just don't care enough. I don't want to see it the same way. Put it like this. I would rather watch Kevin O'Connell play Brian Flores in Madden football going against each other on television than watch this.
I agree. Really funny, because I had told my husband as he walked in the door, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be on Henry's show to talk about this golf thing that we witnessed last night. And he's like, why you?
Because so you got strong opinions,
me,
and you agree with me.
And I'm a golfer too. I totally get it. But the whole idea of it was ridiculous, if you ask me.
Well, hold on. Just to put it in perspective, how many people in your household are serious about golf? Everybody,
all of us,
right?
There's four of us. I mean, my youngest plays for the University of St. Thomas.
Yep.
My husband runs a massive fantasy golf league that I also play. Or participate in, I guess I don't play. But then my oldest son also was a state golfer, and he, you know, he still plays golf too. We all are, you know, pretty decent handicaps. But so I understand the whole golf thing. So I don't want to have people thinking, why is she on there?
First off, you got a personality. we enjoyed chatting with you about it's. You shouldn't be pigeonholed into, well, have her on to talk about. No, you can. We can talk to you about anything. We can talk about anything on this show, and we like to talk to everybody about a little bit of everything. So yes, you are in a household where everybody, you guys enjoy golf. You guys are golfers. And yeah, you have an opinion about it because, and I think that's one thing about having you on, is because in your household, everybody loves the sport of golf, and you disagree with your kids and your husband.
It just kind of felt like it was watching some uber rich people put their, you know, I guess their skills on display, as well as, you know, that facility is not cheap. Right. So who gets to play places like that?
I think for me, though, Tina, the indoor thing with golf in terms of like the virtual golf, it doesn't do much for me. And I'll tell you why. I'm so into when I'm watching golf and I'm watching like the greatest golfers that we've ever seen play. Part of the thing that I love about golf is the aesthetic of being outdoors in the different courses. For me, just the optics of watching the whole virtual thing, it's just kind of like it seemed very awkward even watching highlights of it.
Well, honestly, I appreciate there was real sand. I'm using air quotes, sand. And then the fact that the greens undulate, you know, they have like some mm-hmm. super cool thing underneath where they can change the slope of the greens. Very cool. But at the same time, I think the part, like you were saying, part of the love of our love of golf is A, being outside, because that's the only way you'll get me outside. And B, the elements. Right?
Yep.
I told my husband, I'm like, you know what would be cool is if you had a bunch of squirrels running around stealing the balls or have it rain every once in a while. You know, that's what shows a real golfer are those people who can like be really good even though it's super windy or the elements are, they're being faced by elements. But in this case, it's not the case. But you know what? If it brings a different or a new audience to the game, well, so be it, I guess, if that's what their goal is.
All right, so for the record, are you the outlier in the household? Are you the only one that was kind of like, meh?
Yeah, but that's just me all the time. You know,
you're the black sheep. You're the black sheep in the household.
I am. Yeah, I am. But sorry, not sorry that I feel this way.
No, you shouldn't feel sorry at all. I mean, Brian's just jealous that he's not on the radio giving his opinion on this. He's jealous of you right now.
He actually, I think he is. I invited him, and he's like, no, and he just slunk away and pouted. So at some point, you will have to have him on the radio, and he can give you his many, many opinions on everything.
Well, let me ask you this. What is your – who is your favorite golfer?
My favorite golfer?
Yeah.
You know, I lean towards all the Asians just because I'm Asian. So Jason Day, I really like. I usually go by who is wearing the best outfits. But, you know, honestly, I do like Jason Day. And the new golfer that's super tall, he's from Sweden. People call him like a machine. I really like him, too.
Who's Brian's favorite golfer?
You know, I don't even know. Because we end up arguing about it and I have to leave the room when we start talking about golf. But Owen likes whoever is playing super well. And, you know, because he's the more serious of us golfers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different game for him.
Owen was just missed. He was just recently, wasn't he like Mr. Golf in the state of Minnesota?
He won the golf championship, the state championship in 2022.
In 2022, okay. But he was up for the award though, right?
Yeah, he was up for the award. And it's been a really good experience for him to play. I mean, it's honestly a sport life. And, you know, how it's grown since Tiger Woods has started the game is amazing. It's a really good game, and it's a lot more feasible for other people to play it now. But maybe they're just trying to look for a different flavor of golf with using this new finagled virtual thing. I mean, what's going to be next?
Well,
Henry?
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Tina Rexing, owner of T-Rex Cookies. She is an avid golfer. She loves golf. Her family, they're all golfers. Just having fun with her about this whole virtual golf thing here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Look, I like golf. I don't have enough time to get out and, like, go play, right? Like, I'm too busy. I don't have – because that's an investment, to be able to get out on a course and just kind of take half of the day and just go ahead and participate. If I have a day off, I typically don't go golfing, but I'm not against golf. I think golf is amazing. I think it's a fun sport. I think that the golf courses are just beautiful. I've been to, like, Topgolf. Do you do Topgolf or any of that type of stuff?
I didn't like the feeling of that because I kind of have this thing about heights and the whole idea of swinging and possibly falling over the edge. I'm sure it's happened. I think I've seen videos online of people just doing stupid things like that.
It's pretty rare.
But it's more of a social thing, and maybe that's what this whole new thing is kind of being about. What I did appreciate about last night is the crowd, quote-unquote crowd. It felt like watching World Series of Poker, right? Where there's a crowd and they're all cheering. Maybe that will change the way golf is played outside, where the crowd is going to be allowed to, like, noises.
Oh, I got you.
Don't you think that would be kind
of
cool?
Yeah, you're talking about in terms of, like, the feel of going to, like, a Ryder Cup or something like that.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
I've been to. I went to the Ryder Cup when it was at Hazelden and it was off the charts.
Yeah. It was fun, but at the same time, when you watch a not big golf tournament like that and it's still like old school, you have to be quiet, it's not as fun as being rowdy. And I think it adds a little little more fun to the game too, to see if
that's your personality. You're a hellraiser. That's your personality.
Me?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm a Scorpio. I can't help
you're
it.
You're a troublemaker.
That's why we're friends.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I'm thankful that you came on the show to have fun with me about this topic. I know that Brian's probably listening. Brian, I'm sorry, man. You're the odd man out. The virtual golf thing, don't do much. I'm dead serious when I say this, and I mean this 100%. I would rather watch Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores play Madden on ESPN. I would.
Well, you know, maybe that's something you should throw out to him. That'll be fun. Maybe T-Rex Cookie could sponsor that.
Maybe we could. You know what? Maybe. Why are we giving out all our ideas over the airways? Hey, Tina, you're the best.
Thank you.
All right,
we'll
take care.
Soon.
All right, talk to you later. Seriously, now I didn't ask you your thoughts on this. What did you make of this?
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, so you're with me and Tina then?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I feel like I can go to the bar and I can just watch people hit it there. It's like, okay, what are you doing? Like, is this something special? Should I? I mean, when she's talking about people getting rowdy, I'm thinking, you know what? Go the Happy Gilmore out. Let people just go nuts. You know, I mean, let somebody go out there with a hockey stick, you know, run up, wind up, you know, play it where it lays. If it's on somebody's foot, play it there. It's it is really ridiculous. It is. It's like
it just wasn't fun.
No, there was nothing special about it. I mean, you're trying to have this made for TV event. They're already coming up with the match play and this and that. It's like, I feel like this is something Rob Manfred would have tried because it's way too gimmicky. Way too gimmicky.
Yeah. I just wasn't about it. I wasn't feeling it.
It's kind of silly.
If you have thoughts on it, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, some very interesting research on when we should be drinking coffee. That next year on The Lake Show. I've never played fantasy golf. Have you?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, it's all right.
You enjoyed it?
I did. Yeah. Right. I've been in leagues, and I mean, I play the DFS. Of course I play the DFS. But, yeah, I mean, it's fun.
There's some very interesting research on when we should be drinking coffee. Yes, I said when we should be drinking coffee. Because it sounds like, according to this research, there are benefits to specific parts of the day of when you should be drinking coffee. And they say that limiting coffee intake to the morning, it turns out, may be best. And that seems to be regardless of the amount consumed and other potentially influential factors, according to a study that was published Tuesday in the European Heart Journal. And they say that this is the first study testing coffee drinking timing patterns and health outcomes. Okay. So I find this interesting. Okay. So the authors studied the dietary and health data of over 40,000. Okay. 40,725, specifically that number, adults age 18 and older, from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey that was conducted from 1999 to 2018. Okay? So
that's a long time for a survey.
Both, which I love the sample size. You have to love the sample size. Over 40,000 adults. Both caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee were included. And timing was categorized in three periods. Okay? Morning, which was 4 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
Afternoon, which was noon to 5. And then evening, which was 5 p.m. all the way up until the 4 a.m. So essentially like from 5 p.m. overnight.
Okay.
Okay. So now the researchers identified two patterns of timing of consumption of coffee. Morning and all day. And for me, I fall into the all day person. Because I don't always typically get up super early. I'll do the radio hit with Vanita, maybe crawl back to bed or whatever for a little bit before I get my day started. So I'm just going to go ahead and categorize myself as an all-day person. And they were looking at these different type of outcomes and different causes with regards to deaths. They're looking at cardiovascular disease. They're looking at cancer. They're looking at all this stuff. They said that compared with people who weren't coffee drinkers, having coffee only in the morning was associated with a 16% lower risk of premature death from any cause and a 31% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. Those who tended, though, to drink coffee all day didn't have a reduction in risk. That's interesting.
Yeah, I would have thought that there would have been some sort of correlation to the all day.
They're saying that your body, per the data that they found, it's better for you to be, if you're going to do your consumption of coffee, do it in the morning, and it's not regulated to relegated to just one cup. You can have one, two, three cups, whatever, but if you do coffee a little bit later, the effect is not as good. Like you're lowering the risk for cardiovascular disease and all the other stuff if you drink it in the morning as opposed to the all-day thing. So now I got to factor that in, man.
That is very interesting because it used to be that people would have coffee, after supper. I mean, I think that used to kind of be a thing. And I know my father-in-law, when we get done eating, if we have a, fancy meal at home or whatever, it's like, hey, do you want some coffee? It's like cake and coffee. It's kind of a thing. I don't know if that's so much of a thing now. To me, I naturally think of, coffee with morning or whenever you get up. Okay, so let's say you work. Let's say you get up at 10 o'clock at night or whatever. Like, would that be considered your morning?
10 o'clock at night?
Well, let's
what
just
do you mean?
Well, if it's your morning, let's say you sleep during the day and you get up at, say,
I think they're probably defining it on whatever your morning is.
Whatever you want. Okay, that's my question.
I don't think they're defining it. In the study, from what I researched and looked at in this article, in the research they did, it didn't have anything to do with sunlight or anything like that. Whatever.
Okay.
I didn't see any of that in here.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Did it have anything to do, corresponding with, when the sun goes up, when the sun goes down, everything like that?
Yeah. It says for morning coffee drinkers, the amount of caffeinated or decaffeinated coffee consumed didn't matter either. Whether they drank less than one or more than three cups of coffee, having done so in the morning was still better than any other patterns in terms of mortality risk.
Okay.
How much coffee
a day do you drink?
You can kind of call me nerdy or geeky. I think that this is interesting.
No, it's not nerdy or geeky at all. Sometimes you have this information and it can be applied. You can look at it and say, okay, this is something that could potentially alter some of my habits.
Yeah.
Or, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm doing this. I feel like I'm right where I need to be.
What was the question again?
How much coffee a day do you drink?
I don't drink coffee every day.
You don't? Okay.
I may drink like two cups a week.
Ooh, okay. Wow.
You drink coffee every day?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really? Every day?
Yeah. And I have probably three, four cups.
A day?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, my pattern of drinking coffee is I'll drink coffee, like if I have a cup of coffee like on a Monday or Tuesday, I won't have another cup until maybe like Friday or maybe even Saturday. But you do coffee at home every day?
Yes, yeah. At home.
I do the whole, I go to a place and I get, buy a latte or whatever and that's it.
Oh, you're bougie.
No, I'm not bougie. I just don't. I don't make my own coffee.
Yeah, we do.
I love coffee, but I'm not. I don't do it like that.
Yeah. No, I don't either. We get like the Folgers or the Maxwell House, and we are not loyal to one particular coffee brand, but because my wife gets up so early, like she's up at like five. Yeah, she's probably up at like 5:30. Mm-hmm. She'll have everything set up the night before. And so she'll go, she'll have a cup before she leaves, and then she'll bring some to work. And then probably a little less than half the pot is left. And then I'll finish that out throughout the day. But I might have a cup in the afternoon just because I don't like to waste anything. Like if I see something, it's like, you know what? I think I can get one more cup out of this, and it's like 3:30. I'll have it just because I don't want to waste it. Like I am a big proponent of not wasting food, wasting anything.
When do you think I have the most coffee? Like where? Like if I'm out and about or I'm doing something like what do you think is the situation where I have more than the usual?
Oh, I think maybe if you have to go to a meeting or, because I mean, you're busy throughout the course of the day. Like you're kind of.
I'm going to tell you when.
Okay.
Is when I'm on a trip and in a hotel, that coffee. Because I will go down to the lobby multiple times and make coffee.
Don't you use the little coffee pot that they have in the room?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I always find that this.
But a lot of times they have coffee made up and you just got to go down there and you just got to do it yourself.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's just you and you have like two cups, I mean, you don't even have to leave your room. You can just
No, I get that, but I mean,
use it if it's there.
It's the benefit of, I mean, if I'm walking through the lobby to go up to my room, I don't have to even make it.
No, I understand.
Up in the room, I just go ahead and just grab a cup right there.
Hey, you get your steps in. You get your
keep it easy and keep it simple, man.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I
know.
I'm a little lazier. I don't like to walk if I don't have to. It's like, deet, okay, shower, deet, done.
Got to get your steps in, bro.
Steps. Overrated.
Coming up next, we got Around the NFL on The Late Show. I'm shocked. Tristan Thompson's still in the NBA. Tristan Thompson. My goodness.
Well, he's still got to collect those checks to pay Pot child support.
He's overcome the Kardashian curse, I guess.
Man. Everybody can come out the other side.
Welcome back to The Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. I would take 7 games right now of the Cavaliers and the Thunder. That was exciting. And Cleveland won 129-122 over OKC. I think they play again later next week. So that should be a ton of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. But what I'm looking forward to right now is Around the NFL.
See, this is fun to do because we've got a professional football team that is playing. And this wouldn't be nearly as fun if we were not, if the Minnesota Vikings were still not playing football. But here,
we would make it fun.
We would make it fun?
Yeah. However, we could.
I don't know. I got to tell you, the worst thing I ever had to do was after the Vikings lost that game to Philadelphia back in 2017, the next morning. Number one, I had to interview the cornerback that had the interception return,
mm-hmm.
which sucked because I had to be happy for him knowing that he intercepted Case Keenum. But then I had to cover that Super Bowl knowing that my team had gotten beat.
No, I know it's a different type of feeling.
We would. Okay, so here's my question. Apparently Sam Darnold is the worst quarterback in the history of football now.
Of course.
Kevin O'Connell is an overrated putz who should be traded to anybody, including the Chicago Bears. Brian Flores can't scheme his way out of a paper bag. Nobody is giving the Vikings a shot on Monday night. My question, are the Vikings being slept on now?
Who said that no one's giving them a shot?
I mean, everywhere
they're the Vegas favorites. I think they're favored by a point.
Yeah, I think they're favored by Vegas, but if you look at all of these prognosticators and the playoff picks, it's everybody's picking the Rams. Everybody loves Los Angeles.
I haven't seen all of the selections yet.
I'm looking at 3 of them right now.
Who's picking the Rams?
I see Pete Prisco. Okay. I see
Hold on. Of all the people, that's the last one you need to mention.
I know.
Pete Prisco,
yeah.
Okay.
Somebody Dolce. Named John Breach.
Who?
Yeah. Who? And there are a couple other Nimrods as well.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta tell me give me some big names. So we'll have to get back to me on that.
Okay.
And I'm not sitting here saying that people won't pick the Rams because I think that people will pick the Rams. But do I think that at the end of the day, the majority of the nation is picking the Rams or the Vikings? No, I don't believe that. I think that when we get to that game on Monday night and they show that thing at the bottom of the – and it says whatever percentage is –
America's pick?
It's going to say America, and it's going to say 60% say Vikings.
I think you're wrong. I think people are going to look at Sam Darnold and say that's the real Sam Darnold.
So you think that the America's pick by the – the thing at the end is going to say Rams.
Yes.
You want to bet on that?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yep. It's $10 for Chris Paddock.
We can bet $5.
Let's go $5.
$5.
All right, $5 on that. Okay, here's my question. In all seriousness, they've got these awful wildfires in Los Angeles. These are nothing.
It's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
Because a new one broke out tonight. In case you hadn't heard, in Hollywood Hills, I think there's a new one that broke out tonight and within the last, 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's a very serious situation. People are being evacuated. It tentatively is scheduled to be at SoFi Stadium. Now, the NFL is looking at contingency plans. If they wanted to move it, I know a place just right down the road that doesn't have any wildfire issues. I mean, they could move it to U.S. Bank Stadium. But if the game is moved, it sounds like in all likelihood it's going to be moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
Does that?
Yeah, you can't move it here.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kidding. The Vikings had their chance and then.
Yeah.
So if the game is moved, how much does that help the Vikings if it's moved from Los Angeles to Arizona?
I don't know if we can. I don't think that there is a way that we can quantify like who benefits more.
Because I mean, it's not really home field advantage.
Well, it's not home field advantage for us, and it's not for them
either.
It's
not for them.
They're moving out of their place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you talk about the crowd and the home field advantage in L.A.
I don't think it benefits either.
Okay. All right.
That's my official answer. It becomes a neutral.
Neutral game field?
Neutral field.
Neutral field game.
It definitely doesn't. It's definitely not an advantage for them because they lose a home game.
Yeah. And that's kind of. That's kind of what I was thinking here, too. Like, Vikings fans travel well. In Los Angeles, they had the Rams before they lost them to St. Louis, and they came back. So, fans are invested in the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... It's not one of those places that you look at SoFi, and you're like, oh, man, that's going to be an intimidating place to play. So, I was very curious. But, yeah, it sounds like, for all intents and purposes, the NFL is looking at moving that game to Scottsdale, which... I mean, number one.
Well, I saw the tweet from Adam Schefter like an hour ago, and he says, yeah, that will be the site if they end up moving this game.
Yeah.
Which, that's a strong possibility right now with all this, because they can't get this stuff under control.
No. And safety first. Safety first. I mean, yeah, we want to give the Vikings the best chance, but safety first. I mean, people are being evacuated, and it's very, very scary. Okay, so we're talking about Vikings and Rams. Some other fun games that weekend, but I want to ask you, what favorite loses this weekend? I'm going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. Chargers are -3 at Houston. The Chargers, the fifth seed, taking on Houston, the four seed, Saturday afternoon.
Well, you got to read all of them. You said which favorite?
Yep. I'm getting to the rest of them on Saturday night. It is sixth-ranked Pittsburgh. The wild card at -3, Baltimore. Baltimore getting 9.5 at home. Sunday at noon, you've got Buffalo, 8.5-point favorites, taking on Denver. Sunday afternoon, you've got Philadelphia at home, the 2 seed. They're getting their 4.5-point favorites over Green Bay. Sunday night, you've got -3, Tampa Bay, 3-point favorites against the 6th seed, the Washington Commanders.
I think the most vulnerable team is probably Tampa. I think that that's a pretty even matchup with Washington. I also think that people should have the Ravens on upset alert. Like, I know that people will laugh and they'll be like the Steelers? Dude, those teams know each other extremely well. If Russell Wilson doesn't make a bunch of mistakes, I think that Pittsburgh can win this game.
And it sounds like they might use Justin Fields a little bit more as well. Like, Mike Tomlin hasn't ruled that out. And, I mean, if Baltimore doesn't have Zay Flowers. And
Zay Flowers is probably not going to play, right?
Yeah, it sounds like Zay Flowers not going to play. So, I mean, that would be a lot of Rashad Bateman. And I mean, Pittsburgh.
He's been known to drop a few passes.
Yeah, he has. Pittsburgh always plays Baltimore. I'm very interested to see that. I've seen people saying that they think that the Packers can give the Eagles a run. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been in the concussion protocol, I understand. But Jordan,
he practiced today.
Yeah, and he's going to play. And Jordan Love, I mean, it sounds like he had numbness in his hand last week. And, I mean, no, I know that, you know, Green Bay was thinking about bringing him back in, but I don't know, man. When your starting quarterback has a problem with his right hand, his throwing hand, to me that seems like it's kind of important. All right, so should Bill Belichick, the new head coach at the University of North Carolina, apparently...
No.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish it, though. I know what you're about to say, though. I know what you're about to say.
Should he go back to the NFL?
You can't do that to those kids, man. He's already got, like, some big-time transfer from UConn that's going to North Carolina. Like, how do you get out of that?
As Michael Jordan said, F those kids.
Wow. Okay, Charles Barkley. You're over there getting real loose on the radio.
I didn't say it.
You might as well.
I don't know if the dump button works. Oh, believe me. Otherwise, I would. No, I'm kidding.
You can't do that, dude.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I'm talking about, like, Bill Belichick, he just can't do that.
No, he can't.
Like, you cannot go back on your word, dude. Not like that. Like, you gotta... No. He's back on campus with his girlfriend, who's, like, 21.
Well, that's how he met her. I mean, probably met her on campus, you know?
Is he Pete Carroll now? Just
wait till she graduates. She's going to be too old.
He's not Leonardo.
No. No, he's not. Oh, by the way, those kids. Yeah, I
what?
Went there.
I don't know what she...
You don't know what I did?
No.
Okay. That's okay. I won't do it again. So, the Cowboys denied the Bears' request to talk to Mike McCarthy. Why? Why do you want Mike McCarthy,
because,
Chicago?
The why Chicago would inquire, I don't know. What I do know is this. I think it's very mean-spirited what Jerry Jones is doing to Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy does not know if he is going to be given an opportunity to coach the Dallas Cowboys because he's not on the contract anymore. Like, the season's over. It's done. But yet and still, they're saying that he can't interview? Like, why? Why would you do that?
I don't know. Like, I have no idea why Jerry Jones is doing this. If you have no intentions of using the guy, then you just let him go, right? You let him interview. I just don't know why Chicago would want Mike McCarthy. Like, I feel like you've got other guys out there that you could have to develop Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think that Chicago's going to be a very interesting situation, and I think there's going to be a lot of people interested in that job because of Caleb Williams and thinking that they can do better with. But I think it's wrong what Jerry's doing to Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. He
he may not be the greatest coach out there right now, but give him the respect that he deserves. He's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has. There's no question. But, I mean, that was, 30 years ago? All right, and finally, does Aaron Rodgers play next year? Is A-Rodge coming back? I mean, can we have more of Mr. Football?
He'll be back. He'll be quarterback on somebody's team.
Is he going to play in New York?
No. The Jets are done with him.
Okay.
The Jets are done with him. If you were to ask me where does he land, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let me
he's not going to go to a contender, right? I mean, because Kirk Cousins is going to be out there. I mean, people are going to... I mean, the market for washed-up quarterbacks is going to be... It's going to be tight.
The Saints don't have a quarterback.
Raiders don't have a quarterback.
But what new coach wants to walk into a situation and...
Aaron Rodgers...
Well, hold on. The Saints, they've got an interim too, don't they? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oof.
Aaron Rodgers could play for Tom Brady. That would be fun.
Tennessee Titans.
Oof.
They still got Will Levis.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to Nashville.
Cleveland, Stefanski.
Oh, yes.
Deshaun Watson's not going to be ready.
Hey. Yeah, apparently he had a setback in his rehabilitation.
He did?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson did?
Yeah. He said that...
Is that the reason why they restructured the contract?
I don't know if that's the reason, but
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, his exit interview, he told the medical staff that something didn't feel right. And, yeah, he said there's some sort of a setback.
Oh.
Because sometimes I don't...
He's done.
I don't know if there's a way that Cleveland can get out of that deal. I don't know. But it is ugly.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even see this. They reported this a couple days ago. He had a... Oh.
Yeah, they didn't say what it was. But apparently, he had
a setback in a torn Achilles. That's not good.
Yeah, that's one of those things that if you're going to...
That's going to go down as the worst contract in the history of the National Football League.
Yes, and not particularly close.
Yeah.
Not particularly close. And by the way, those kids. There.
I got you now. All right, that's going to wrap up Around the NFL, final segment of The Lake Show next. awful announcing. I just saw a tweet from their account. Sacramento sports anchor Jake Gaydon, does spot with Rihanna lingerie ad visible on screen behind him. Like,
oh, that a boy,
bro? What you doing?
Well, it's like those people that do the, like, people show their computer screens.
Yeah,
and they've got these tabs that have
way too much. Yeah,
you know, it's like
Jason Whitlock.
Yeah. Oh man, I think he went to that Mark Robinson school of internet browsing. Whew. Yeah. Sometimes you got to be careful, right? With, hey, man, you do you. Self-awareness from people is just, it's astounding at times.
Wow. I think UConn lost tonight.
Did they?
UConn, men's.
Okay.
Not Paige.
Oh, okay, okay.
Paige ain't going out like that. Paige is hurt, though, by the way.
Is she?
She got rolled up on a couple days ago. Yeah, she's out for a week, I think.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately. Yeah, UConn lost to Villanova. Villanova's not been good since Jay Wright left. They lost by two. You were trashing Ole Miss earlier because they were getting routed in the first couple minutes against Arkansas. They came back and put it on Arkansas.
I wasn't trashing Ole Miss.
Yeah, you were.
I just like Arkansas because they got a kid named Boogie Nights. Like, that's a real thing.
His name isn't Boogie Nights. I thought isn't it Boogie? What's his name?
I thought it said Boogie Nights.
No,
on the,
Boogie Fland. That's his name.
Oh, see, I thought ESPN had Boogie Nights. Maybe that
Boogie
was a
Fland
little,
is his name.
I'm going to call him Boogie
Nights. And he had a
Nights.
Bad night because he shot 5 of 20. So it wasn't a Boogie Night.
It wasn't a Boogie Night.
It wasn't a Boogie Night.
The only Boogie kind of night you're going to have are the ones you pick. That's, well, shame on Boogie.
He's a good player, though.
Is he?
Yeah, you know,
nothing about Boogie.
He's a point guard, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know nothing about Boogie.
He's good.
Boogie.
Speaking of what type of night, tomorrow night, Stevie T is in for me.
Yeah?
I am off tomorrow night, so Steve Thompson is in for me. But I'll be back with you guys on Friday. We got at least three different guests on Friday. We're looking forward to the show on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Apparently, there's a football game on Monday night. I
really?
Know where. Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I apparently.
Does it involve a local team?
I'll have to do
Wait,
my
is it,
research.
Is it a replay of the Mayo Bowl? Or,
the Mayo Bowl. Well, we already know how that ends.
I'm saying, is it a replay? I'm not sure.
I mean.
I hadn't heard about some other game.
It better
involving
be a
Minnesota football team.
Hey, let's just say.
Is it a replay of the NDSU winning the national championship?
See,
I mean, that's a Minnesota team.
Yeah, we should. We should just put that back up there. We'll watch NDSU win championship number 10.
Can we have NDSU beat the Detroit Lions?
Get to it, Bryce Lance.
Since the Vikings can't do it.
Sometimes you need a little help.
We need all the help.
We need all the help we can get. I don't want to replay because last time Vikings played the Rams, they lost.
And I don't think that the Rams are, I mean, no, not the Rams, but the Lions are unbeatable.
No, they're
I
not.
I think we can beat all these teams.
The Vikings had their shot. They just
can't make mistakes.
They missed up.
Yep. All right, I'm out. Stevie T is in for me. I will talk to you guys on Friday right here on The Good Neighbor.